and Rec Podcast. Our next stop, rides, refreshments, and recreation with your hosts, Michaela and Rachel. Please stand clear of the doors.
Ow, my arm.
Welcome to Theme Parks and Rec. I'm Rachel here with Michaela.
Hi.
And we are so happy to be joining you today. ThemeParksandRecPodcast.com for anything that you may have missed. And let's jump right into it, Michaela.
Let's do it.
Let's talk Walt Disney World, the happiest place on earth.
Oh, yes. What a wonderful place it is. So with Walt Disney World, there are a lot of spooks going on over there, but just remember that it's reservation only still. But it's showing that they're going to be extending hours certain days.
Okay.
In different parks, because we talked about before how right now the parks are really closing before the sun even sets.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess because people are so excited for the Halloween season that the people want to go later in the day.
Right.
So it's majority on weekends, but I don't have the list because it changes so often that it's something that if you plan on going, just keep in mind that there's going to be some days, like on a Wednesday, Magic Kingdom might close at 6 p.m., but on a Saturday, it might be extended. So you might want to think about, okay, do I want to be there on a Wednesday with less crowds, or do I want to be in Magic Kingdom or whatever park you want to go to later?
Right.
So you have to, like I said before, pick and choose.
Yeah. And like we always say, I feel like we're a broken record with this. The apps for these theme parks are your friend. The websites for these theme parks are your friend because they will tell you when they're open, when they're closed, with the most updated information. So make sure you check those all the time if you're planning a trip.
And but if you wanted to hear my personal take on that, I don't know if you asked, but I'm going to say it anyway. I think if you can swing it, go on the weekdays. There's less people.
For sure.
We're still in a pandemic, so you want to make sure that you are just being cautious and being conscious of what you're doing and who's around you. So if you can swing it, go on a weekday. It's just way less crowded than all the other days, all the weekends.
Cool. I like it.
Yes.
All right, water parks will not open until March 7th, 2021. And only one of the two will be open?
Yeah, we don't know which one it's going to be.
Should we take bets?
I think it's going to be Typhoon Lagoon.
Oh, see, I think it's going to be the other one.
You think it's going to be the other one? Probably, because they're still going to be, like, updating.
Yeah.
They usually update during the winter.
Yeah. I don't know. So. I think it's going to be – I can't think of what the other one is. It's escaping me, but it's
– it's just two.
Right. Typhoon Lagoon and
– Blizzard Beach.
Blizzard Beach.
Oh, I thought you just said it. That's why I was like, wait.
No, I was like the other one because I couldn't think – I'm like the one with the snow theme.
Yeah, Blizzard Beach. Blizzard Beach. Think that one?
Yeah, I think that one will open. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see what happens.
Marathon weekend. Big deal for a lot of people. I know Michaela and I, we've talked about it. But I'm way too lazy. I just want the medal at the end. I don't actually want to do something.
Want the medal at the end, here you go.
Here I go. This might be the answer. Marathon weekend 2021 is going virtual and they're offering runners refunds for those who want them. A limited number of reservations open this morning at 10 a.m. for the virtual run. So check out the Walt Disney World website for all of that information on the marathon weekend.
With the marathons. So it's funny because I saw someone else talk about how that they had signed up for the marathon and they are going to get the refund. And I'm thinking, why would you get the refund? You could still get the medal. You could still like run with some friends that maybe were signed up to or can sign up now.
Mm-hmm.
But now me thinking, if you do the marathon, which I haven't done it, but I've seen many photos from people who've done it, the character interactions along the path and getting to run through the theme park, not having that right now kind of stinks. So I could see why people want the refund.
Right. But then there are people like me who just want the medal and the t-shirt. Right. Mm-hmm. This might work for them.
Yeah. So it's both. It's a both playing both sides.
I may turn it into a virtual marathon on my workout bike instead of running, because I'm not supposed to run or walk.
There you
or not
go.
Walk, but run, because I have bad knees, because I'm an old lady.
No.
I love spinning on a bike. So maybe I can just convert it to a bike marathon. So we'll see.
There you go. Don't you have to double it then? Something like that? Like
something like that. I'll Google it. But, you know, if I don't Google it, I'll just do the regular mileage. Say, oh, I didn't know. See, I'm shady like that.
No, it's okay. I mean, you pay the money. It costs money. It's not free. So
right. So I just want the t-shirt.
You make your own rules.
Exactly. And one of your favorite places is getting an update.
It is the Polynesian. So they're getting an update to the ceremonial house, which is the lobby. Mm-hmm. And they're getting an update to the outside sign. And some of the rooms are going to be Moana themed.
Oh, how fun.
Yes, but it's not going to be like in your face, I'm sure. I'm sure it's just going to be like little nods to Moana or Maui. So I'm excited to see what it looks like. I like Moana, but yeah. I'm a much bigger Lilo and Stitch fan.
Yeah,
that makes sense. If I had to like pick a side of the,
it's Disney. You don't have to pick a side.
I know. So I'm wondering also if Ohana, you know, Ohana Breakfast. Have you been?
I've never been.
Okay, so they have Stitch. Well, right now it's not open, but usually they have Stitch be like the main character in there, and you see Stitch, Lilo, and Mickey, and I think Pluto. I'm sure. I they might mix around the characters, but I wonder if it might change to Moana.
Or
who knows?
Maybe they're a big Happy Island family, and it's
maybe
both.
Choose. Just kidding.
No. It's Disney. It's the most magical place on earth.
It could be both, especially since maybe they could have just all the characters come out at different times. Because look at you've been to the Teatro Inferno. And
is that the one on the boardwalk?
Yeah, but you know like the character breakfast, they have Eric and Ariel. I don't know if you've eaten at the characters, but you've eaten on the other side, right?
We don't talk about the other side. It's secret.
Well, it was interesting. They have Eric and Ariel, and then they have Rapunzel and Flynn, but they're not from the same movie. So there you go. We could do that.
But they're princesses.
They're so, princesses. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. They could do the same thing with Moana and Stitch.
It's the island themed resort. So why not?
All right.
So driving up I-4 SeaWorld, reservations are still needed. They're extending their craft beer festival. You hear that? Extending it with over 100 craft beers Saturdays and Sundays now through November 1st. And they're continuing their Flicks and Fireworks with Halloween Twist. And we kind of ran down some of the list of movies, but I just want to do it again because some of them are my favorite.
They're so good.
Most of them are my favorite except for one. I bet you can't figure out which one it is. Ghostbusters. Beetlejuice, Casper, Friday the 13th, Hocus Pocus, and so many more.
Yes.
And they also have their Halloween Spooktacular now through November 1st as well, with a Halloween maze, trick-or-treating around the park, and cookie decorating with Cookie Monster from Sesame Street. Yes. I love Cookie Monster. We've talked about that on the last show. So good.
When we went to Beer Fest last weekend or 2 weekends ago.
At Busch Gardens.
Time flies.
Tampa. I know.
Yes, at Busch Gardens Tampa. I have to say that, we're getting into Busch Gardens and now I'm thinking of it because it's one of their
sister parks.
Yes, and the Sesame Street's all over the map. And I guess I'm jumping ahead because I'm like so excited at Sesame Street, but I guess we'll talk about it since next is Busch Gardens, but they're going to be bringing back the Sesame Street Kids Weekends.
That's awesome.
And I saw some topiaries when I was at Beer Fest. So
of the Sesame Street characters?
Yeah, sorry. I just jumped the gun.
No, Sesame Street. Sesame Street Kids Weekends with contact-free trick-or-treating and the Count's not too spooky Halloween radio show.
Oh, are you producing it?
We need one producer and two producers. See, I love the Count too. I wonder if we can get the Count on our podcast.
I wonder. He's now he's becoming a radio host.
Oh my goodness. And then they also have cookie decorating there with Cookie Monster as well as character photos. So check out the Busch Gardens Tampa Bay website for all of that information, which yes. that park still is requiring reservations as well. So mm-hmm. make sure you do that before you head out there. And then I can't believe, like, just like you said, how time is flying. I cannot believe that Hallow Scream is kicking off this weekend at Busch Gardens Tampa Bay. This is crazy. Right? It's already Halloween.
I know. And I was like, today's the 24th. And I don't mean to think ahead, but that's 3 months till Christmas.
Oh, no. I've already been counting down to Christmas. When is it appropriate to put up my Christmas tree?
I'm thinking about Christmas gifts because I'm like, listen, I want to get it out of the way.
We're going to divert here. I've already been telling friends and family, COVID has struck the Christmas gift list this year. It's not going to be as elaborate. Like, one of my most favorite things to do is give my friends and family, the people that I love, wonderful, beautiful gifts for the holidays, because that's my chance to, like, thank them for just putting up with my crap all year. And, you know, COVID strikes, and so things are going to be a little smaller this year, but still with the same sentiment behind it. So I can't
wait. Of course,
wait.
It's not about the presents.
It's not.
It really isn't. But well, I'm just thankful to have friends and family close to me here. And
yeah.
Close health. To me as in, like, I call them and health and
yeah.
happiness. Well, so that's good.
I will make a admittance on this show. I'm hoping my friend doesn't listen, but my best friend has 2 kids, and I am always competing to have the biggest Christmas gift for them with the other friends. It's hey, so dumb and petty, but I want them to like my present the best.
Right? So who do you like more? The present.
Auntie Rachel. Yes. All right. So yeah, Hallow Scream returning this weekend, select night, September 25th through November 1st. Like we talked with our friend, I believe it was Rebecca from Busch Gardens Tampa Bay. They're not doing any haunted houses this year, but they will have 10 open air scare zones. And if you want to hear that episode, you can go to themeparksandrecpodcast.com and find it there.
Oh yeah. That's a fun episode. We had fun.
All right, you want to talk about this special thing that yes. SeaWorld and Busch Gardens are doing? And I think we've mentioned this a couple times, but we love that they're doing this, so we want to keep letting everybody know.
Yes, yeah, so SeaWorld and Busch Gardens are doing a thing for our U.S. military veterans where they get to go for a single day for free, but they don't need to go alone. So if you are a veteran or a military veteran, retired veteran, and your family gets to go, so you and 3 others. Or if you are a family member or a friend of someone who is a veteran, maybe they'll be kind enough to take you.
There you
and
go.
And that goes now until November 11th. So just keep that in mind, because it's going to come up on us real fast.
Very, very fast.
And also, come on, get it now so that get into it now if you especially if you're a Halloween fan, because then you could go free and enjoy some of the day stuff.
Absolutely.
So this does include Hallow Scream. Just wanted to let you know.
Right.
It's just that's a separate day stuff.
Hallow Scream is a separate ticketed event. So just keep that in mind as well. And tickets are available online already for Hallow Scream, because they are going to be limiting capacity. So it's not going to be like other years where you may just be able to walk up to the gate and get your ticket, do it beforehand, have a plan. 2020 is all about having a plan and being prepared.
That's right.
All right, Universal Orlando, you want to talk about that?
Yes, and I actually was able to go this past weekend.
Oh, how was it?
It was fun. I only went for the morning.
It was a nice weekend, though. The weather wasn't too bad.
It was hot still.
Oh, was it still hot? Darn.
I wish it was cooler, but I went in the morning. But I had this strategic plan, like I told you guys last time. Before I get into that, I want to tell you that Passholder Appreciation Days are still going on now until the 30th, so that's next week. Just
right.
Just want to let you know of that. And like we said before, if you're an annual pass holder or if you're staying at the parks, you get to go in the parks earlier. I heard little rumblings that they might have both parks be early entrance.
Cool.
So just keep that in mind, but not the houses. The houses will not be a part of, they'll not be open during the early,
early entrance. Okay.
Right. So.
All right. And speaking of the houses, the Mini Halloween Horror Nights is returning. They made this announcement the other day.
They did. And this is me like being all negative Nancy, but I was like, it was kind of anticlimactic because I was hoping that they would add more houses.
Right.
But it's okay. That's just me thinking like,
take what you can pre-COVID, get, Michaela.
I know, pre-COVID, I'm thinking, oh, but all these houses and all these options. But no, it's still pretty spectacular. And now I'll dive into my Saturday morning at Universal. We wanted to go early because we knew that a lot of people would want to go to Universal as well, but we wouldn't want to be in all the big crowds. So we got there at 8 a.m. and went into Islands of Adventure. And like I said, my tip last week really was to go to Islands of Adventure, start the day there, and then take the train in, which worked out wonderfully. Oh my gosh, it was the best because we got to wait in the socially distanced line that was like open aired, but good, still covered up. Nice. To wait for the train. And the train started running around, I want to say 8:50. Because the other park opened at 9.
Okay.
So we waited in the line. We had our own cabin to ourselves in the train.
Nice.
And we were one of the first people to go on the train, so it felt really nice to just have that experience. But we spent the whole time on the train trying to get a virtual pass for one of the houses because that's how they're doing it.
Right.
The only standby they're doing is if you get into the park before they open at 9, because they might open the park because the line outside was getting so long at, wow, Universal. They let you in, like, I don't know how early they opened, but they did let people in early. Okay. The rides weren't open.
They could just walk around.
But you could just, like, yes, you could wait in line.
Okay.
And some people just were crowding around the houses waiting for their virtual queue. But yeah, that's very silly to do. Do not do that. The best thing you could do is probably go to a, like, you could go in a line for another ride and get a virtual queue.
Yep.
You don't need to be right in the front of that attraction to, perfect, get it. So don't do that. They were being told to disperse.
Okay.
Or they'll be escorted out of the park pretty much. So,
oh, wow,
they were like, you need to move. You need to social distance. So some people were listening, some weren't. But our best bet was we had come in from Harry Potter, from, right, Diagon Alley, from the train. So we were going into a place that no one was.
Yeah.
And we ended up getting our virtual pass while we were on the train.
Nice.
Yes, but they went very quickly. So we weren't going to be there long that day, but we ended up getting a reservation for about 2:30 p.m. But we're like, okay, well, will we be able to even go in there? So we held out hope. And I'll get to what happened later, but we got off the train. We each got our own different reservations to go into the Bride of Frankenstein Liv's house. So we knew that we were able to get one. So it wasn't impossible,
right,
but you still need to be on top of it.
Yep.
We got out of the train. We went to one of the shops and they had some scarecrow like displays and they call it the scarecrow stock.
That's cool.
And it's 100% free. And they give you a little brochure pamphlet thing where you have to get it stamped at each of the shops in the Universal side. So it's not Islands Adventure, it's just Universal. And all of the different scarecrows are themed to which store they're in or what, that's ride fun, that they're a part of. So I thought it was very fun. There's about like 13 stops on the scarecrow stock.
Which, of course, 13 Halloween goes all together. Yeah.
Right. And if you get them all stamped, you get a free bag of candy.
That's awesome. That's, yes, so fun.
So it's prepackaged candy.
Right.
And they let you choose which one you want. And they give it to you when you finish them all.
That's cool.
Yes. But a lot of people were going for the scarecrow stock. So if you're going, be kind. Only get one per person in your family or,
yeah,
friend group. And leave the rest of the others. But get them early because other people aren't so kind.
Right.
that's what I have to say about that. And okay. So now back to the houses. So we had a reservation for 2:30, but we're like, what are we going to do? We're trying to leave here at noon.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And there were signs all around the park saying the houses are at capacity.
Okay.
So we were like, oh, no, I don't think we're going to go to the house today. But we kept refreshing the app, and they dropped more throughout the day.
Good idea.
So we were looking at the app, and I happened to refresh it, and one came up. It was 9:30, and it came up for 9:40.
Take it.
So we took it, and we were able to pretty much go right in line, and it was an open-aired outside line.
Cool.
To get into the house. The house is still inside.
Okay.
But, which kind of still makes it creepier, is that only like one family per like room in the houses, like each room in the houses. So, and if you get too close to the other party, there are team members in there to stop
telling you
and say, wait.
So you can't
so you're
run
waiting
away
in the room, right?
And there's an axe murderer next to you.
Right. So you're waiting in each room. But it was still fun because it was still less scary than going to a haunted house that's not like during this time, 2020.
Still too scary for Rachel. Still too scary for me.
It was still exciting though because they didn't have it that the scare actors were right on top of you.
Right.
They have plexiglass or a lot of distance between you and the scare actor in
That's
the
awesome.
Houses, and you have the distance between you and the other family, and you still have to wear your mask, which is awesome. It was very much worth it. I think we had a phenomenal time, and okay. I think it felt safe. It felt good. And if you plan on going, like I said, go on the weekdays. And I know some people were saying, oh, they might just offer weekends. And we talked about that last time, but what's good is that it's returning this weekend.
Cool.
And October 3rd through November 1st, all of those days.
Bravo, Universal.
So it's great. So I can't wait to go back on another Wednesday. I'm not going back on a weekend ever again. The only reason because I was nervous that they weren't going to bring it back.
Right.
Especially the Bride of Frankenstein Lives house.
Right.
Because we love the monsters.
We love the old school Universal monsters. Yeah.
Yes. But we had a great time, and they have another house called the Revenge of the Tooth Fairy, but I heard that was much more scary.
Oh, really?
The Bride of Frankenstein, yeah. So I was like, yeah, no. That one we're not going to go do. Maybe I'll do it another time.
Yeah.
Maybe. But
yeah.
We had a good time. And they also had, which we didn't get to do because we're not young enough.
Oh?
Was the trick-or-treating around Adventure Island.
Islands of Adventure.
Free. Oh.
Yeah.
What am I saying? I'm saying the water park. Islands of Adventure. You're right.
Cool.
But yeah, they have also food trucks around. And
oh, cool.
They have this thing called the Skeleton Bar. And everything was great. We ended up going to the Skeleton Bar before we left. There was a line to get in because they made sure that there's social distancing when you go in there.
Of course, yeah.
And so everything was really good and we had a lot of fun.
Awesome. That's awesome.
It's weird to do houses during the day.
Yeah, I bet
it's
it
less
is.
Scary.
I bet it is, but you know what? It's nice that there's some normalcy and you're starting to feel like it's that holiday time of year and there's some sense of normalcy, like I said. Because every year, I mean, we know that these parks do their annual Halloween events and it's really cool that they were able to figure out a way to bring it back. So bravo, Universal.
Yes.
All right, so we've kind of replaced our theme park tip of the week for the next foreseeable future to figure out how we can help our community, our friends, the people in our state and across the country, as well as our theme park workers who may be in and out of work, because there are a lot of people that are kind of struggling right now. And we are a fun podcast. Let's not get this wrong. We are a fun podcast and we love having fun, but we also like to do what we can to help others. So Michaela,
That's fun.
Exactly. A lot of times, like I think when we were talking last week about Feeding Tampa Bay, like a lot of times the person who is volunteering or donating gets more out of it than the person who's actually receiving the kindness. So, I know people's budgets are cut this year and people are saving money and you may not be able to make a donation, but then find out how you can volunteer, what you can do to help, because volunteering is free. So,
yes.
All right, Michaela, you want to dive into who we're highlighting this week?
Yes, and my friend actually suggested I talk about this because she's a part of it. The Junior League. So yes. The Junior League of Tampa is the one that my friend's a part of.
Cool.
And but there are other junior leagues all around the nation, including Orlando,
yep.
which a lot of the theme parks reside. And right now they're doing their diaper bank, which I think is phenomenal. I think it's great, especially I didn't realize how inclusive social media could be with all of this. And my friend, like I said, she's a part of the Junior League of Tampa and she has like a bingo card.
Yeah.
That she had to fill out of, there was different prices that you could donate ranging between $5 and I think $100, I believe. And the amount of support she received from that via social media that she put on her Instagram story, it was phenomenal. I thought it was great. I helped her out with it as well because I thought, you know, there's a lot of families out there who can't afford some of the basic necessities that cost so much, especially diapers.
Diapers are so incredibly expensive and babies go through them so fast.
And fun fact, they also collect adult diapers as well.
Oh, wow.
So I thought that was phenomenal. I thought it was just moms and dads and
that's what you automatically think. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. I'm like, oh yeah, the diapers are expensive, but there are adults too that are in need too.
Yeah.
So something a little about, that's something specific that they're doing right now, but Junior League does a lot of other things.
Absolutely.
And I was even like considering like being a part of it as well after talking to my friend too. And I just, this is stuff that's on their website of the one in Tampa. They were founded in 1926. They're called the Junior League of Tampa Incorporated. In their organization of over 1,900 women committed to promoting volunteerism, and developing the potential of women, and improving communities through effective action and leadership of trained volunteers. Its purpose is its purpose is exclusively educational and charitable. And some of their values are, guided our efforts. We are dedicated to the service of our community members and partners and aspire to the following organizational values: inclusion, vision, empowerment, collaboration, and integrity. So hearing and getting to research about the Junior League, I really only knew them about their holiday market that they do. And I'm like, oh, they do their holiday market, but it's just so much more than that. And thank you to my friend. Her name is Jessica, and she's a part of the Junior League of Tampa, like I said, and really opened my eyes to an organization that helps nationally and locally.
Yeah. So, and if you want to get... if you want to get more information on how you can get involved with the Junior League, you can go to ajli.org, and they can probably direct you to, you can find a league that is in your neck of the woods and find out how to get involved. So bravo, Junior League of Tampa and Orlando and across the nation.
Yay.
All right, Michaela, anything else that you want to add before we go this week?
Nothing, but if you have an organization that you would like to highlight that is helping a lot of people, just let us know via social media or email.
Yep, you can tweet us at Theme Parks. I always do this. This is bad.
It's all right.
I always,
it's a long name too.
Oh my gosh, I have so many names in my head of it's Theme Parks Rec on Twitter. And then you can look for us for the Theme Parks and Rec podcast on Facebook and Theme Parks and Rec podcast. It's Theme Parks and Rec podcast.com. let us know there. You can go back and listen to our old episodes. And then also, if you're listening on somewhere where you can leave a rating or a review or both, please do so. We'd love to hear what you have to say about the show. And it also helps expose our show to other potential listeners as well. And also hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. They drop Thursdays. But we never want you to miss an episode. If you hit the subscribe button and you have the push notifications on your phone, you get a little push notification that says, hey, you got a new episode. Go listen. So you never miss a thing. All right, Michaela, it's so great speaking with you about our fun theme parks and all the fun that's happening in Central Florida. And we will catch you next time on Theme Parks and Rec Podcast.